kinesiology and physical education bill.
Okay, possible.
Sure. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for having me speak today. I am from the Department of Kinesiology and Physical Education, and I also have a lab at Douglas Mental Health University Institute. When name of my lab is Choices in Health, Action, Motivation, Pedagogy, and Skills. It's a mouthful, isn't it? But isn't it a nice little logo that we have? It's called the CHAMPS Lab. So what we do is we study self-determination and intervention for people with mental health problems, specifically children with attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. I also do some work with teachers, but we won't be speaking about that today. What did we find? We've been found in the last 5 years that children with ADHD demonstrate poor movement skill performance. And that surprises many people. Okay, so in double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, we found that children with ADHD score significantly lower on movement skills tests when compared to their age and sex-matched peers. Okay, that's a big deal when you're out in the world and everyone thinks that you move around a lot and you're a super mover, because it's quite the opposite. So stimulant medication didn't have an effect on their performance and movement skills. So then we started asking the question, why? Is it some sort of psychological or social determinant that's really causing this issue? So what we did is we developed a scrapbook interviewing method. We provide a disposable camera to the child. They go out in the community, get pictures taken of them while they're participating in physical activity. Then a research assistant interviews them while they make a scrapbook. So it's called a stimulated recall, stimulated reflection task. So we're trying to get at the deeper recessed knowledge or memories of these children to find out how they regulate behavior. Unfortunately, what we've been seeing is if you look at the top three ellipses here, then if we look at self-determination theory, their need for autonomy, need for relatedness, and need for competence don't seem to be being met. And so what ends up happening, if I have ADHD and I step outside of my home, I don't have the opportunity as much as others to be involved in play and leisure, organized sport. Perhaps I get kicked out of school. Perhaps I'm not being accepted at a community center. So really, these children are being excluded from a lot of things. So what we're saying is perhaps we found one of the triggers that may lead to deeper forms of mental illness, unfortunately, for these children. So how can we develop a treatment? Well, what we've done is we've developed a multidisciplinary service approach. So the MSA, play-to-learn MSA approach. I was going to call it multidisciplinary intervention approach, but that would have been an acronym like MIA, and I didn't want to go there. And so what do? We bring in undergrad phys ed students on Saturday mornings for 8 weeks, and they teach children social skills and physical activity skills while their parents are in psychoeducation with social worker psychologists. Excuse me. So we really have a family type of intervention where we're trying to get at the heart of what the problem is with ADHD. And so we've created this little service learning project where we have 90 Saturdays up this, for the last 3 years. We go in there on Saturdays, believe it or not, from 8:30 to 1. People tell us we're crazy and so usually say, yeah, you're right. We're crazy about the people that we work with. And what we have is we have up to 20 children with ADHD on the floor at one time with few behavioral outbursts. And we've done a small study with our students that indicate that in terms of teachers, it decreased our service project, decreases stigma, it improves their planning skills and their teaching behaviors. So really, what we end up doing is we end up having this really neat intervention where we try to understand ADHD, but then also try to intervene. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Very nice, Bill, or as I was saying before,